One thing, Huff, I don't know if you've seen this. You have HBO, Huff? And by the way, before you get HBO, I didn't want to bring this up, but I'm going to bring this up here. So we did last week, actually. What day is today? Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Jeez, I was wishing it was Thursday. It's only Tuesday. God. Last week, we did the show at the Joe Torre Foundation on Thursday. And, you know, we had to drive there. It's at the golf course in Westchester. And as we're saying goodbye, Huff gets in his car and rolls by. And I noticed, Huff, that you had a couple of hubcaps missing. And I was thinking to myself, what's going on there?
Wait, how does this go from HBO?
Well, because I was going to say, you got to get yourself HBO if you don't have it. And I was like, well, you better take care of the hubcap situation first. What's going on with the hubcaps on your car?
First of all, I have a car. It's very reliable. The only thing that's not reliable is the hubcaps. I've got
like people stealing them or what? What's going on?
They just fall off. I drive
they
my
fall
car.
Off.
I've seen them at the back of my windshield mirror.
There goes another one.
Yeah, it just flies off.
How many of the four do you have? Because I saw two missing.
I only have one left.
Well, why don't just take that one off then?
Well, I'm gonna do that today. I think I've replaced them. I've actually spent $85 on replacements about four or five times. And they just keep falling off, and I've given up.
Yeah. It has that look, you know.
And listen, it's not just my car. It's the specific model.
Okay.
I've seen other car, my exact model.
Oh, okay. So it's a problem with the hubcaps.
Yeah.
Have you taken it back to the dealer? And obviously don't mention who, but like if you take it back to them,
I've
like,
hey. I purchased them from them. I said, hey, can I buy a new one there? Sure, no problem. They put it right on, stick it
don't
on.
Don't they just like clip on hubcaps?
Yeah, they
certain
do.
Ones?
And then they fall right off.
You got to figure that out. It's just,
I think I'm done with the hubcaps.
We're at like a high end. Like, dude, I didn't feel like I belonged at all. You know, we're there at the parking lot. It's a beautiful place, beautiful scene. And here comes Huff rolling up in a no hubcap.
Plus, I have a huge scratch that looks like my car got keyed from the back end to the passenger side, the back end to the front. Yeah. And it's probably the one day I parked my car on the street. And some car must have just like,
nice.
And I haven't got it fixed yet. So,
I guess in short, forget about HBO. Maybe it's time to look into a new whip.
I was trying to, but we're going to give it to the kid.
Yeah. There you go. First car. You better put some hubcaps on it for him. He can't be showing up to school
He can invest into that. Listen, everything about the car is great except for the hubcaps. So he can invest and spice it up as much as he wants.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
I have Max, by the way. Yes,
have you seen the Pete Rose show? That's on Max?
No.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. I forget what it's called. It might be called Charlie Hustle, The Story of Pete Rose. I cannot get enough of it. I can't wait to get him. You know, not unfortunately. We had, I guess it could be unfortunately. We had my wife's friends staying over. They're visiting this past weekend, so we didn't have like our normal routine of watching shows, so now we're behind. So I had to watch last night House of Dragons, which was fantastic. You watched that one, Huff, or no? House of Dragons?
Yeah, it kind of sucks, though.
What? You've been saying that all year long. It's been great.
It is. And I'm so just take this what it is. I love the band Tool. It's like when Tool put out this album called Anima, amazing. The ups and downs were beautiful.
Yeah.
The next album, there's a lot of ups, and there's not that many ups, and it takes a long time to get there. It's not very impressive.
Dude, this has been, it takes a lot to get my attention now, especially with social media and the phone and whatever. I love this show. We legit look forward to it every Sunday night. So I had to watch that last night, plus Housewives, New Jersey Housewives. I'm all into that, so we had to watch that. So I'm behind in my Pete Rose thing, and now tonight we got Hard Knocks as well, so I can't keep up. But the Pete Rose show on HBO, it's fascinating, and it is such
It's called Charlie Hustle and the Matter of Pete Rose.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Hustle and the Matter of Pete Rose. Man, do I enjoy that. Now, I will say, as much as I'm a fan of Pete Rose on the field, I can certainly see the issues off it. I'm not just talking about the gambling stuff. Like, I don't know if Pete, like deep down in my core, I hate to admit that I feel like I don't think Pete deep down at his core, maybe even less than deep down just at his core, is not a, I don't want to say not a good person, but there are some issues there, to put it mildly. And I could understand why baseball won't let him back in, not just because of the gambling thing, but it is fascinating when you think about where the sport is now and being open to gambling and all this stuff. But Rose lied forever. Plus, he bet on the sport. If you're in baseball, you can't do it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if you let Pete Rose back in, you know, then what happens when the next knucklehead goes out there and bets on baseball, especially with the way the world is now? So I hate it that Pete Rose can't be in the Hall of Fame and is banned from baseball and all that. Hey, matter of fact, I went out to Cincinnati. You know, I tried to go to all the ballparks years ago, 2017. I went out there And I think that was the day that they unveiled. Yeah, because they did a little giveaway. They unveiled the Pete Rose statue in front of whatever the hell the ballpark is called out there. I want to say Riverfront, but you know what I'm talking about. Wherever the Reds play. Point is, I loved Pete Rose. Loved him as a kid. You know, I'm not really old enough to appreciate what he did when he first came up, but that's what gives me a great appreciation for this series on HBO is I do get to learn a lot from it. But and all these years I felt bad saying, they should let Pete in, hit King, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I understand why baseball has stuck to the decision that Bart Giamatti made long ago. Anyway, if you're a baseball fan, Pete Rose fan, highly recommend watching Charlie Hustle, the Pete Rose story, or whatever it may be. First, get your hubcaps situated, and then you can watch that.